Sitting down today with another Dream Team athlete as we roll through our Dream Team interviews on regional radio. Talking today with a North County basketball Dream Teamer, the junior Raider from North County High School, Hayden Sprinkle. And Hayden, congratulations on making it onto the Dream Team. Definitely deserving year. Do you feel like you had a Dream Team kind of season?
Thank you, first of all. But I think so, but I mean, I would have liked to win a few more games as a team. I mean, that's the most important thing to me is just team first and trying to get as many wins as we can, but it's an honor to make the Dream Team.
You know, it kind of made me think of something I'd never thought about. You get a whole lot of love from the media, from the outside looking in. Do you sometimes kind of get frustrated by it, or do you welcome that?
I kind of welcome it. I never really, if someone's like talking bad about me, which I don't think a lot of people do, but I try not to let it bother me. But I mean, it's always nice to hear good things and all that.
Do you try to sometimes steer some of that attention to your teammates? Because it doesn't happen without the other four guys on the floor, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I couldn't hit some of those threes without my point guard, Nick Parker, and Brett Hubbard did a great job, too. And all the bigs set great screens, too. So I mean, I definitely couldn't have done it without them.
You know, just coming up through the ranks of not only high school, but through junior high, you never had a chance to kind of fly under the radar because you came out hitting crazy distance jumpers, and it never stopped. What was it like to transition through coming into your freshman season to where you are now as a Dream Teamer?
It's been a pretty good transition. It was when I was a freshman, I really was just kind of like a spot up shooter and didn't really do much of anything else. But as I've got older, I've tried to like penetrate more and create for my teammates and try to like set up and set other players up for open shots and take it to the basket a little more.
Talk to me a little bit about your game. Where did your game come from? Does somebody influence it? I know you come from a very heavy basketball family. Who are some of the people that help mold your game into what it is today?
My dad's been a really big part of it. He's always been on me about working hard. And, I mean, it wasn't hard to work hard because I really enjoy playing the game. My mom's always been supportive. And then my sister, Briley, her being the assistant girls coach at Mac, she's always been like giving me helpful tips, and she's always been taking me to the gym and helped me out. And then obviously my coaches and my teammates have always helped me.
Who's the one that never ever lays off? Who's the one that's really on you all the time, that's always got something that you can do better?
Oh, definitely my dad.
And it seems like that's the kind of stuff that you relish in. If there's a challenge or if there's a next thing to add to your game, that's something that it seems like you've done from year to year. What's the next thing that you want to add to your game?
I really want to get better at defense and rebounding. I think those are two of the big things that, I mean, I think I've got better at over the years, but those are big things that I really need to focus on and get better at.
Brother, if you become a lockdown defender, you're going to be lethal out there. So what's the approach that you want to take to get better on the defensive end?
I've been doing some agility drills and just trying to get quicker footwork, and a lot of it's effort, and I have to get in better shape, too, because there's a lot of times that I'm playing the full game and I get a little bit tired, and I think that getting in shape is one of the biggest parts.
What's it like to play on a Coach Palmer-led basketball team? I know he's a pretty fiery guy. He's a guy that knows what he's talking about. He's a pretty solid basketball player himself. So what's it like to play for him?
It's really fun. He's always on, not just me, but everybody on the team about getting better, and that just shooting during practice isn't good enough, that we need to get in the gym and work hard on our own and on the off season.
Now, he's told us a couple of times that when you're out there, there is no red light. So when you're out there, is it always when you've got a good look, put it up?
Yeah, he's gave me the green light, and there's been a few times, but not a lot of times, that he's been like, all right, man, we need to scoot it in a little bit, but he lets me go.
Who's responsible for developing the passing game for you this year? Was that something that you just put work in the gym? Because your dribble drive and kick out was much better this year than in previous years.
I'm not sure. I just, during the summer, I play on a summer team. We have a lot of good shooters on that team, and I've just really worked on penetrating, and I just find the open man.
So moving forward, you've still got 1 year of high school basketball still out in front of you. What do you want to accomplish?
I'd like to win all like the major tournaments, the Christmas tournament, conference, and that'd be a really good accomplishment to win the district tournament and move on and play in that sectional game.
Most certainly. You put in all the work to deserve to be on the Dream Team. We've seen the effort, the development over the past couple of years. Who is it behind the scenes? Who are your outside influences that help you stay up and active and hard at it every day?
My family and has always been very supportive and tell me that I need to make sure I'm working hard. And my coaches and teammates, especially my coaches, they've always helped me out and told me to, like, I need to work on this to be better, and I always try to go out there and just do that.
Is there anything you want to add about making it onto the Dream Team? Anybody you want to shout out, fellow Dream Teamers, before we part ways?
I just want to congratulate to all the other Dream Teamers and my family and my coaches and teammates, of all people that I'd like to say thank you to, too. So.
Once again, talking with a Dream Team athlete, the junior from North County Basketball, Hayden Sprinkle. This is a Dream Team interview on Regional Radio. Hayden, I appreciate you joining us today, man.
All right, thank you.